Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. It's my pleasure to continue to introduce you to really, really smart people, people who are out there making things happen, coming up with ideas that help us. And one of those guys is our good friend Stephen M. R. Covey. Stephen is co-founder of and CEO of Covey Link Worldwide. He's a keynote speaker. He's the author of an outstanding book that I'm glad to say that we launched on this show probably a couple of years ago. And I told you then, ladies and gentlemen, that this was going to be a watershed book, and it's come to pass. The Speed of Trust is Stephen's book. The one thing that changes everything, which is trust. And I've quoted him. I've used the book. I've actually taken the book to speeches before and quoted directly from the book talking about trust. Because small business owners, you know how long I've been talking about this concept. And Stephen has now written the book about it. And by the way, he is one half of perhaps, I think, the only father-son team that are members of our Brain Trust. And his father, Stephen Covey, is also a member of our Brain Trust. I think that's the only father-son team that we got like that in the Brain Trust. Stephen Covey, Stephen M. R. Covey, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you, Jim. I'm always delighted to be part of this show.
And it's good to have you.
I'm also thrilled to be on the Brain Trust.
How about that? Thank you for doing that. But how about that? I don't think I've got any other father-son team on the show and the Brain Trust, so that's pretty exciting for us. Stephen, you were here. When did we launch the book? We helped you launch the book back a couple of years ago.
You're exactly right. It was 2 years ago this month.
Yeah, I was thinking it was. And if you remember, I was very excited about it, and I told you that trust is something I've been talking about nonstop every month or so, at least once a month, if not more. I've done programming of some kind for almost 10 years on the concept of trust. And I've used your book, as I said. I've literally taken it with me to speeches where I opened it up, marked the page, opened it up, and quoted from your book to tell people to talk about trust. Trust is important, but Stephen, it seems like maybe lately we've only had the illusion of trust. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a lot to that as you look at what's happening right now. See, so often, Jim, as you know, trust is something that we assume and that we take for granted.
Right.
And we neglect and ignore until we lose it. And then suddenly we become very painfully aware of it.
Yeah.
That's kind of what's happening right now, is people are becoming aware increasingly of really a loss of trust and confidence.
We trusted Wall Street. We trusted our members of Congress. Our government. We trusted our banks. We trusted the people who put our mortgages together. We trusted people to be good stewards of our trust. And a lot of people weren't.
A lot of people weren't. And so we are.
And we're paying that price. And if you think about it, Stephen, look. And this is why I think what you're talking about is so important. If you look around, the houses are still there. The buildings are still there. The jobs pretty much are still there. The money hasn't evaporated. The technology is still there. The ability to communicate is still there. All the elements of a vibrant economy are right there. The only thing that's preventing this economy from just taking off like a rocket is what you talk about every day.
You see, that's the amazing thing. You're exactly right. Every element is there. What's missing right now is trust. And it's trust that makes the world go around. It's trust that makes the markets work. It's trust that makes credit flow. And like you say, the money is there. But people right now, banks are afraid to loan money to other banks, which is how they need to do business.
Because they don't trust the transparency of those companies to know what's going on, to know what's going on behind the scenes.
They're concerned they'll loan money to a company that's in worse financial straits than they think,
right,
and that they won't get the money back. So they're hanging on to their own money. They're not loaning it. And everyone's doing this, and you literally can bring a financial system almost to a standstill. in spite of the fact that, like you say, the homes are there, the jobs are there, the money's there, but the trust is not there. And you take away trust out of the system, and literally everything grinds to a halt.
And what has caused all this trust to evaporate? We often say, you know, it's greed. Greed is not a bad motivator if it's motivating you for the right reasons. But sometimes greed becomes corruption, doesn't it?
It could become corruption, absolutely, if we lose sight of integrity and character, and that some of that has happened, and so some of this is you know, well-founded distrust because people have violated integrity or violated aspects of character.
Yeah.
But also, I will say this, Jim, that you can also find yourself in a vicious downward cycle of distrust and suspicion, creating more of the same. That, in other words, this is based on perception, too. And people can start to question and worry and wonder and actually create the very thing that they're fearing. Some of it's well-placed. Some of it maybe is psychological and becomes an ongoing process where you create the very thing that you're fearing. And you distrust people, and guess what? They reciprocate the distrust right back, and you end up in this vicious downward cycle.
That's exactly right. You know, I'm looking, folks, at a passage from Stephen's book. Let me read this one thing. The one thing that is common to every individual, relationship, team, family, organization, nation, economy, and civilization throughout our world, one thing which, if removed, will destroy the most powerful government, the most successful business, et cetera, et cetera. That one thing is trust. Trust impacts us 24/7, 365. It undergirds and affects the quality of every relationship, every communication, every work, everything that you do, every work project, everything, both personally and professionally. It's in everything that we do, isn't it?
It's in everything. See, that's the subtitle of the book, The Speed of Trust, the one thing that changes everything. Because just like we're talking about right now, you can have everything in place, but you take away trust, it doesn't work. You add trust to that, everything's accelerated.
Stephen, when you hear the people solving the problem, I've listened to every one of the debates so far, the presidential debates. You know, I'm one of these guys who doesn't have a life, so I listen to those things. And I mean, I listen to every one of them, every minute in all the commentary. I don't think I heard the word trust used one time in any of the debates.
Yeah, I heard it just once when they're talking about who should be a Treasury Secretary.
Yeah,
someone they can trust.
Yeah,
but
as an element of how to solve these issues we've got, how to get us out of this funk that we're in. I mean, somebody should be reading your book. Frankly, the book is called The Speed of Trust. Stephen M. R. Covey is the author. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. We're back at 7:23 after the hour. Actually, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out, use them to your advantage. We built them for you. No barriers to entry. Stephen M. R. Covey is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend, a member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Speed of Trust, very important book for our time. And Stephen, the book's available wherever books are sold, right?
Yeah, wherever books are sold, Amazon, all the places. And we've been really fortunate that the book's done well, so that's helped get it more placement everywhere.
Absolutely. And also, your website. Why don't you give us your website, please?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Go to speedoftrust.com.
All right.
Speedoftrust.com, and there we've got some great resources from the book. You know, free surveys, things you can do to test your credibility, to see how trusted you are. Speedoftrust.com.
Thank you. Thank you for making that available. Stephen, recently you were invited to speak at the World Economic Forum. Very impressive that they invited you, and very impressive that they recognized your importance and that you could come speak to them. What did you talk to them about? What did they want to know?
Well, what I talked about was what we've been describing and how trust is really the foundational element of everything that works in our society. in the economy, in society at large. And if you remove that, how everything will grind to a halt. And so it was the core message of trust is economic, and also that trust is a learnable competency and skill. It's something we can actually learn and do and get better at. And we need to, because the trust is going down everywhere. So we've got to counteract that as small businesses, as entrepreneurs, as leaders. We've got to counteract the decline in trust in our society and actually take steps to increase it with all of our relationships, including our customers and our business partners and our own people.
Right.
And so that was the core message, how trust is economic and how trust is a learnable competency and skill.
Did you feel that the people you were talking to got what you were talking about? I mean, I know that they were impressed with you because you're an impressive guy. You got an impressive message. But do you think that did you feel like that you saw lights coming under their eyes and that they got that and maybe they were going to take some of it back and apply it a little bit?
Jim, I did. I felt great about it because what I found was this. I mean, we had people from 80 countries, and trust is a universal principle. People recognize it. They resonate with this idea. But in some sense, this is so simple. It's common sense, but common sense is not always common practice. And I'm kind of coming back to saying, let's make this common sense approach of trust the common practice of how we run our businesses and our lives.
Right.
And let's do it with trust. It will change everything. And we've neglected this and ignored it. And now it's, in many cases, it's been lost. And we've got to regain it.
You know, Stephen, for a long time now, for many years, I've been saying that Wall Street and Main Street were at cross purposes. And I didn't, for a long time, I didn't really understand. I knew that. I felt it in my bones. I could see it in manifest in front of me. But I didn't exactly know how to sort of granulate that and get it into a nugget. And now I know what it is. And what I've been saying is the difference is Main Street believes in itself. Small business owners, which is Main Street, we believe in ourselves. And we believe in our marketplace. Wall Street doesn't believe in anything. How can you have an entity that fluctuates from $400 points down to 300 points up in one day, which it did within the last week, went down 400, went up 300, and then came back down? How can you say anything that is associated with that environment believes in anything? They don't believe in anything. And I believe the difference is that is the concept of trust.
I think you're right, see, because all trust actually starts with self. Self-trust is the starting place. And if you don't really trust yourself, you're going to have a hard time sustaining trust with other people and in other systems and processes. And so I do think there's a great advantage in small business and in entrepreneurship and into people that are focused at this level at making it happen, because you begin with that self-trust and confidence, or else you wouldn't have started the business. You wouldn't have created this. And that is so vital, because that is the foundation in which all the other trust emanates from.
And this is the reason why I've been saying now for 9 months that whatever we're in, wherever we're going, because of what I just said and what you just said, Stephen, small businesses will be the people who will lead us out of whatever we're in right now. Not Wall Street. Not the government. It will be small businesses.
I love that statement. I agree with it. I think that we will get out of this, and we will come out, because we will work from the inside out, starting with the listeners on this show, our entrepreneurs, because that is the most inside-out approach that can transform our entire society.
Well,
starting with each person.
And interestingly enough, more and more politicians are starting to get it. Now, I don't know that they truly believe it, but they're starting to realize that there's an entity, there's a force out there called small business, because you see more and more of them mentioning that. And 10, 15 years ago, I watched all the shows then too. They never mentioned small business.
They never mentioned it.
Now they are. Now if we just get them to practice it, not just talk about it.
Well, what they're recognizing is that not only is small business an economic engine, that's becoming recognized. They're also recognizing that this is a powerful force for good, and that's going to happen.
And it's the headwater of trust, I think.
Headwater of trust. That's beautiful.
Hey, Stephen, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thanks so much, Jim. Love being on the show.
Yeah, Stephen M.R. Covey, ladies and gentlemen. Stephen M.R. Covey. The book is The Speed of Trust. We'll be right back with our good friend Steve Forbes right after these messages. Stay with us. Gonna climb a mountain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.